Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. I'm Carol Kanier, Community Health Manager from Way Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for joining me today. And on today's show, I have a returning guest, one of my annual guests here. I have Jeff Cerecek. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Carol.
How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well. And for those of you that may not know, Jeff is the director for the Wayne County Drug and Alcohol Commission, correct?
That's correct.
Yes. And you know, we are at almost the end of September, but September is a really important month for your agency, correct?
It absolutely is, yes.
So tell our listeners a little bit about September.
September is one of our favorite months of the year. It's a National Recovery Month. So that's the time when we celebrate recovery. We recognize people that are in recovery and try to use them to give hope to other people who may kind of be seeking recovery but not be quite there yet. So right. It's a very important part of our calendar year.
Mm-hmm. And you have a special event coming up. You know, yes. I like to get the show in earlier in the month, but I think, you know, having it on, you know, this Sunday, September 24th, it's going to help highlight your event that's coming up. Can you tell our community about that?
So we are, to celebrate Recovery Month this year, we are doing a Recovery Month fair, and it's going to be at the Cooperage Project on Main Street in Honesdale, and it will be Thursday, September 28th from 11 to 3. So, and it's open to the public. There's going to be giveaways and kind of snacks and light refreshments. It's going to feature over 20 vendors, community agencies and vendors that offer a variety of services throughout our community. And it's designed to promote, you know, holistic health. You know, we're looking at not just getting people, of course, the treatment that they need. And of course, while that's important, get them the treatment that they need, but also what other services are available to them once they are stable in their recovery and want to better their lives and move forward in a different direction. There's going to be a couple of local colleges there. There's going to be just a variety of services, and I really encourage everybody in Wayne County to come on out and support this.
Right, right. Again, you know, it is for everyone in our community, right?
Absolutely.
And I think that's really important. So maybe if someone is looking for a job, this would be a place to come, right? Or other resources. I know Way Memorial Hospital and our community health centers, we're going to have information there about our outreach and enrollment. They're our community center that helps individuals with insurance. You know,
yes.
We know there's a lot of changes with that this past year, right?
Absolutely.
And you see that in, you know, your population. And one thing nice about drug and alcohol, your services, is they are free, correct?
Yes. All of the services that we offer here in our office are at no cost. We always say free and confidential are the words that we always use to describe our services. And we also not only do our services free, but we also provide funding for individuals to get the treatment that they need. So in way, if you're a Wayne County resident, I always say not having the financial means or the insurance to cover the services you need is never an excuse not to get them.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you come to our office, we will place you in the proper services, the services that best meet your needs, and we will have a way to help you pay for those services.
Right. And so when you speak of services, what are some of the different services that you help individuals with?
So through our office, our services, we provide directly here. We have a recovery support specialist. We also have a prevention unit that does drug and alcohol prevention. And we have a case management unit that does screenings and assessments and places people in the proper level of care. We contract all of our treatment services out. So we contract with over 40 different treatment facilities. We have two local. We have PA Treatment and Healing in Honesdale, and we have Little Creek Outpatient Services in Lake Ariel. They both provide a range of outpatient services for us, and we contract with several inpatient providers throughout the whole northeast part of the state and the central part of the state.
Right. And so when we talk about drug and alcohol, you cover both of those substances, right? I mean, and so when we talk about treatment, it's substance treatment as well, right?
Right. It's drug and alcohol, substance use disorder treatment. Absolutely. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yes.
And when you look at, drug addiction or substance abuse or alcohol, are you seeing a trend in one versus the other?
We've seen a lot of trends over my time here. I've been here 10 years. We've seen a lot of trends. I mean, we certainly have seen, we were a part, just like everybody else, of the opioid epidemic, and we saw a spike in opioid and heroin abuse and people coming to our office for help with that substance. At this point, we're seeing that alcohol is the primary substance that people seem to be coming to us for help with. And that's kind of always been, and the heroin surpassed it for a period of time. But it's, we're back to having alcohol as one of the primary reasons our people seek help. And really that has a lot to do with its availability and its social mm-hmm. acceptedness. I mean, you're talking about something that is just so socially acceptable that it's very hard for anything to come close to that. And it's easier to fall into that trap. I mean, it's right. the easiest trap to fall into, right? I mean,
right. So. Mm-hmm. And you know, when you think about, you know, alcohol abuse or mm-hmm. substance abuse, sometimes there's a stigma around that, like, or in some people's mind, they picture someone specifically having that substance abuse, but it can happen to anyone, correct?
Well, that's a very important point, Carol. I mean, it certainly can, and it can happen. It can happen to anyone. It does not discriminate at all. Mm-hmm. Substance use disorders do not discriminate. Alcoholism, drug addiction, whatever terminology we want to use, does not discriminate. And it's very important to, we really look and we call it a disorder, just like diabetes or heart disease or anything else, where it needs, the person has to take personal responsibility for it and get the treatment that they need. But with the proper treatment, they will get well.
Right, right. And that's what, you know, that's what you do here, you know, within the Wayne County Drug and Alcohol Commission, is you help these individuals, you know, find those resources and you help right. them through these difficult times.
Absolutely. We want to make sure we do the assessment. The assessment part of our work is to make sure that we have the proper diagnosis and we make the referral to the proper type of service, the service that's going to best meet your needs. And then from that point, we make those connections. I mean, we just don't say, here's a card, call that place, goodbye. I mean, we will make the connection. You will walk out of here with everything you need, including a way to fund the treatment services.
Right, and exactly. And you work with many other human service agencies, correct? Like housing or, you know, food, maybe things like that, right?
Oh, absolutely, Carol. I mean, we, aside from our drug and alcohol partners and our treatment partners, I mean, we work with our, for example, our Wayne County Housing Department. We work with Wayne Memorial Hospital. We have a warm handoff program. We work with the school districts. I mean, we work with the Wright Center for medication-assisted treatment. I mean, you name it. We have partners, you know, all over the community that we work with.
Right, right. And again, you know, what we want to stress also is this is confidential. This is, you know, free services that individuals can use for help. Right.
Absolutely. It's very important that people, you know, get the help that they need. And there is really, finances should never be a reason not to get the help that you need, because there is help available.
Right. Now, you know, if anyone's listening and they have to kind of sign off, or they're heading out of their car, if they're listening in their car, what phone number can they call, you know, if they want questions or if they want to seek services?
If somebody needs help, they should call our number, 570-253-6022. During our business hours, 8 to 4, they can stop by our office. We do have some evening hours available now, and we have some earlier morning hours available. So we have our hours have changed a little bit to better accommodate the public and their work schedules. So we also have that available. So I encourage you to stop by our office at 318 10th Street or give us a call. We're also on call for emergencies. We are on call 24/7.
Right, right. And so if they call that number, it'll be switched over to the answering service, or maybe even just a, you know, a caseworker too.
If it's an emergency, right? Our on-call caseworkers will be called.
Right,
and
right.
And you'll get to talk to one of them.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, again, like, why would someone call, or who can call?
Our only requirement is that you live in Wayne County. I mean, so Wayne County residents that feel that they need help with a substance use disorder, either they're being told they need help or they think they might, whatever the circumstances are that get you into the door, this is the right place for you to come, because you don't have to guess at anything. You don't mm-hmm. have to start looking things up on the internet and calling places that may or that may not be able to help you without a substantial financial contribution from you. Mm-hmm. So that's not going to happen here You're going to get connected to the help that you need. We're going to provide the funding for that help. So there's really no, even if you have insurance and you have a high copayment or deductible associated with the type of service you need, we can help pay for that too. So,
wow.
So even with the commercial insurance, mm-hmm. if you have questions or concerns, definitely come here and let us help you sort that all out.
That's great. You know, we did. We spent a lot of time talking about, you know, the services available, the treatment and stuff like that. But a big part of Drug and Alcohol Commission, right, is preventive services, right, or education, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. So a part of our mission certainly is to prevent substance use disorders. So we have a prevention unit. We have 3 full-time prevention specialists that work in the school districts and provide evidence-based programming to students at the Wall and Paul Pack, Western Wayne, and Wayne Highland school districts. They also facilitate support groups for students who may find themselves at high risk or just maybe having life problems, and teach them healthy. Prevention is all about teaching healthy coping mechanisms so that a student doesn't turn to alcohol or drug use to cope with whatever they're dealing with. Some students are dealing with parents that may have alcohol or drug problems at home. So there's support groups for that. There's just a variety of different support groups that they also facilitate.
Right. And, you know, maybe we do have some younger people or some parents that feel that they want their child to get more involved or more education. You work very closely with the guidance counselors in the schools or the principals, like for those students to reach out. Or I know they're also Melissa McWilliams and her team who does the prevention.
Yes.
They're often in the schools all the time, right?
Yes. They're when school is in session, we do spend, they spend most of their time mm-hmm. in the field or at school. And they also sit on for the student assistance program team. So that's oftentimes how they receive referrals for students that may need, screening for a potential drug and alcohol problem or to be placed in the proper support group.
Right, right. And that is just so important for, you know, our community, our families to know is that prevention is always the key, and, you know, your staff is doing an awesome job. You know, we partner with them all the time
yes.
with our Together for Health mm-hmm. school program. So they're going to come in and, you know, talk to the students in 7th and 10th grade and just, you know, just give them education on prevention and substance abuse, right?
And prevention is our front line. It's always our front line of defense. I mean, it's always better to prevent the fire than to have to put
right.
it out and mitigate the damages. And not that there's anything, you know, and when you fail to put it out for some reason and you have to mitigate the damages, you want to get there as soon as possible
right.
and take care of things as quickly as possible. So we kind of run the whole gamut. You know, we're
mm-hmm.
talking about trying to prevent, and where prevention is not going to work or not going to happen, then we have the treatment ends of it.
Which is what we call closes the circle, right?
Exactly.
Really just covers everything that person may possibly need. So we only have about 2 minutes left. Let's tell our listeners again about the great Recovery Fair that's coming up on mm-hmm. Thursday.
So the Recovery Month Fair that we are hosting is going to be at the Cooperage Project on Main Street in Honesdale on Thursday, September 28th, from 11 to 3. It is a community-friendly event. We ask everybody to come out, support the event. There we're going to have over 20 different agencies, vendors, whatever we want to call them, that are going to be discussing their services, and it is for anyone. You don't have to be a person in recovery to benefit from this event. It really looks at the whole person and how an individual can improve the quality of their life through a variety of mental health, physical health, educational type of services.
Which we all need. We all need in our lives to have
mm-hmm.
all of those resources to kind of, you know, complete that picture, know where to go for if you need something to relax, right?
Right.
Instead of drug and alcohol, but, you know,
some
things like
healthy
that.
Healthy coping mechanisms, relaxation,
mm-hmm.
absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jeff, you know, I really am happy that you could do this show with me today, making our yearly, radio show.
Yes, I am too.
Again, what's that number for drug and alcohol in case if someone's listening and they do want to reach out?
Our number is 570-253 6022. Call that number, stop by. And we also have a DNA questions email on our county webpage.
Great, great. Jeff, thank you so much again for being on the show.
Carol, thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thanks. And again, this is Carol Knier, Community Health Manager at Wayne Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for listening and have a great day.